call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, can you please take the roll?
Commissioner Micklegg?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Solomon?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
Please rise, join with me in a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is the minutes from Thursday, March 21st. Any questions, comments? Now, is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item 3A, Rick J. Prisbilla, President of Creative Homes. Mr. Beadle.
This is for a CSM. This would be adjacent to the Berkshire Edition Number 1 subdivision, aerial land that was envisioned at that time to be further subdivided in the future. It involves two outlots from that subdivision as well as an adjacent existing lot. It'll be turned into four CSM, or four lots. The existing lot with home on it will remain as one lot, and then three new lots off that cul-de-sac. During the engineering department's review, they noticed that there was an issue with the lot width at the right-of-way. It's smaller than the 60 feet required by the UDO. The applicant will have to obtain a variance to have less than 60 feet. Two of the lots will need that. So staff is recommending that there be no action tonight. This matter will be brought back at the next Plan Commission meeting along with that variance. Engineering staff, city attorney, and planning department have talked. We don't see any issue with recommending approval of that variance, but to make sure that the Plan Commission has adequate time to review it, and the public, if anybody wishes to talk, the city attorney and the engineer and planning concurred that it would be best to put this off until the next meeting. But the city engineer or the city attorney did say that if the Plan Commission wished, we could act tonight.
Yeah, I was on the phone with the city attorney and also with the city engineer. I spoke to the city engineer, who's to my right of me, and they said that they believe everything has been worked out. And Mr. Deedle, I think you have as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then the staff is recommending approval?
Although, for the public purposes, to let the public have time, we'd ask if the Plan Commission wished to table it until the next meeting. But otherwise, we had no issues.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Alderman Solomon?
I have a question on the property to the east and to the south. Are we creating a some landlocked parcels there?
Mr. Bennett?
When this came in, we were very concerned because there was very long, what's left, parcel number one was very long, narrow property. And actually, Mr. Prisbilla worked with them to be able for them to utilize that. And I think he's actually now purchased it from them. But to the south is a large water retention basin for the next subdivision. So that street cannot go through. I think at one time we were looking to have that that South 50th Street go further south. But with the water retention basin over there, there's no chance of that happening. So he's making the best use of the land possible, and the owner of land to the adjacent to 51st Street is getting the maximum use they can out of their land. So Mr. Prisbilla really worked with them be sure that they could get the maximum use out of their land.
How about the property to the east?
It's a stormwater.
Stormwater
property to
also?
The south is a stormwater pond, and all the other land's been developed.
Okay. And the stormwater pond is also to the east?
Stormwater yes. Pond is to the south.
And to the east.
And to the east.
And to the east.
Okay. That was my question.
You know, the amazing thing, if you look at this whole area, it's developed in little pieces. But all those pieces, like a jigsaw puzzle, fit our neighborhood plan for that area with not a lot of variation. So this really kind of shows, when you have neighborhood planning, how all these pieces can fit together. And nobody would believe, when you drive through this area, that this was done in little sections. It looks completely complete, and the streets are going through as planned. So I think of all the areas, this is the one that had been fractured into many pieces, but finally ended up coming back to look like it was developed on one big parcel.
I understand that there's a rumor that the plan commission at that time, that just happened to also have city engineer and Alderman Skronsky on it, is considered to be genius. Is that correct? Or?
Probably Skronsky.
Mr. Hill.
I just have a question. Maybe somebody can help me understand. It appears the CSM would be doing away with two existing drainage easements. Why aren't they needed anymore? Are we able to deal with site drainage between the sites into the basins? They were needed at one point in time and are no longer.
Mr. Bennett, I think he's...
I don't know if I can answer that.
We took that other one.
Yeah, this one.
I just want to make sure that the water has a place to go and we don't create problems.
We've looked at the drainage and we don't believe there'll be any problems.
Excellent question, as always, Mr. Hill. Mr. Pauling.
Well, I was following up on Kevin's question. Do we have adequate stormwater storage?
Yes, they provided stormwater storage for the whole thing.
And that's been verified by engineering staff?
Yes. And it's been built. And we are still waiting to finally release the final letter of credit because we want it certified that it's still in design condition.
Because when I walked over there, I just kind of looked at this. It seems that the property tends to tilt to the north. So I'm assuming that those drainage ditches that they had were draining to the north. Is that the indication that they'll drain north? Or are they going to drain into the pond to the east or the south?
Well, there's storm sewer that serves 50th Street.
Okay. So it's all going to the north. So it will not impact those two ponds at all. So the drainage can be taken out because they're going to be put into storm sewers.
And there's a pond just immediately to the south. There will probably be some backyard drainage into the pond.
Because I just want to be sure that when they take out the drainage ditches, it's going to the storm sewers. That's why I want to be sure.
Yeah. Mr. Williams,
thank you. Is there an owner's representative or somebody we can get an answer from?
Mr. Prisbilla is here.
Okay. I just want to understand this because we certainly want to create a situation
just for the record, if you could state your name and address for the record.
Rick Prisbilla for the Creative Homes, 9244 West Bank.
Thank you.
What was been submitted to the city? There's an actual drainage that was located on the south end of the property, which carries all of this overhead existing lots. That was a natural drainage that was always in place, and we're not changing any of that, and that goes out towards 51st Street. There was a small portion in the front of the lots, which engineering requested us to recalculate the capacity of the stormwater pond for Berkshire, which we've done. So the capacity is hard enough to carry all of that. There was a drainage that was coming through this way to carry just part of this water over on this area here. But this is now the drain to the rear of this property. So there's really no need for any of the fund being that.
Could you point out the two reasons that are going to be vacated?
There was an area right in the front where we had a temporary culvert put in. Being out there and cutting the lawn, I've never seen water in there. And the property
Just a quick question. On lot, I think it's lot 4, then on that eastern side of lot 4, will that be a drainage easement, or will the property owner be responsible to maintain that drainage? The only reason I'm asking that is there have been issues when a drainage ditch or a drainage behind a bunch of lots, people landscape. I mean, not meaning to harm their neighbor, but every now and then they'll put a landscape, and that might cut off a drainage, and it might have impacts on upstream property owners. And
right.
I would be
there's going to be a swale of the salt
there. And that will still be on their property, or will it be?
Well, we've got a design coming through here, which is part of the stormwater pond area.
Okay. I'm just wondering, will the property owner be notified that he has to maintain that as a drainage area? Or will it be on his property, or will it be off his property?
It would be the homeowners association.
Okay, excellent. That's all I need. Thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Haley?
Lot 2, I understand all the new lots, theoretically, the houses in the front yard can drain to the street and be picked up by the storm. Just the front part of it. I'm worried about the back of lot 2, I guess.
I'm not sure if it comes this way and it goes back out or if it comes straight this way. I think it might come back out there.
You know, the approval is subject to a site grading plan approval by the
right.
City of Franklin, where we go into all that. But normally, before they do all that work, they get approval of the layout. Because you hate to spend a lot of time doing, I mean, you look at it to see that it will probably drain in general, but you normally don't do the detailed site grading plan until you get approval of the layout. And that's something that's approved by the engineering department. If you notice in the approval, they have to provide the city a site grading plan.
And if I might, I have immense faith in the engineering department. It's just when you make the easement go away, it may preclude the ability to have that ditch there. With engineering, when the grading plans are done, somebody may say, we need to put a ditch through here, but what used to be an easement reserved for that now doesn't exist. That makes it difficult to graduate.
Mayor?
Yeah, I just, before I have to suspend the regular order of business, I just want to ask if the commissioners have any more questions. Or
thank you very much.
Anything else? If not, Alderman Wilhelm, is there a motion to suspend the regular
order
of business?
Second.
To allow Alderman Wilhelm to speak. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman, you're the alderman for the area, right?
Yes, I am. And I did take a copy of the previous flat map that I had gotten around to every abutting homeowner and put it in their door if I didn't get a chance to talk with them. I had put my business card on it. I did not get any phone calls except for one. People that I did talk to said their only concern, and the only concern was drainage. So if you'll just make sure that when you do this project that Mr. Bennett looks very closely at the drainage. The day I went out there, the water that was flowing toward the street, the entire cul-de-sac was sheer ice. I could have brought my ice skates. So the water is draining right onto the street. So they were concerned about the drainage coming more toward them. So that's really the only issue I've heard. Now, maybe, you know, someone else is going to come up and say, hey, I didn't get heard because of this or that. But they have the opportunity, everyone that leases adjacent or would be overlooking us, all had the opportunity and got the information.
Okay. Actually, I'm glad you came forward because I was going to ask if the alderman was present and what the alderman thought about it. Is there a motion to go back into the regular
room? So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I have a motion carries. Mr. Bennett.
One other thing, and we should have a letter of credit to subdivision development agreement. It will be very brief, but we need street trees planted, we need to be assured that along with the rest of it, that the basins are cleaned up. It will be a very brief development agreement, and if they want to make an escrow deposit, they probably can for the street trees. But we do have to have some mechanism that we can get the street trees planted.
Mr. Giedel, do you have a suggested motion? I'm looking for it on my iPad, but I don't know if I can get to it.
I have a draft.
The city attorney?
Yes.
Did you read it?
There's two of them.
I'll read it. You're going to make me read it. Are we?
For this type of variance, no public hearing notice.
Do you want to table it?
I think we should table it. And that's what the city attorney has recommended.
I think
Mr. Prospella has kind of concurred that it could wait 2 weeks. As a city attorney called me and told me.
Because I was on the phone with the city attorney, I thought there was little or no problem.
Well, I don't think there's any problems. I guess he just feels that it's more proper if it's noticed that they are going to give a variance, so people do know there is a variance, because somebody could come in and say, I had no idea, and I may have objected to it if there was a variance. So the city attorney feels that a real proper procedure should be put it on for the next meeting with and indicate that you will have a variance. He said you can do it the other way if you want to, if the Plan Commission doesn't want to hold it up, but that was his recommendation. I had a chat with him.
Okay. Mr. Ritter.
Go ahead. Elaborate on what you say by notice. Will there be a public notice? Will there be notices sent to by the property owner? Is staff going to take advantage?
Staff can make a recommendation.
I can see laying it over if there's a purpose to doing it.
There will be a notice published.
Oh, there will.
But it's just going to be in the minute, in the agenda item. There won't be any notice sent to any people.
And it won't be printed in the public media or.
Well, the agenda will be available to everybody. You can get it online.
Mr. Deedle.
I have no intention of holding it over, but it just doesn't sound like there's any action yet to be taken. Or any public notice being sent or anything like that, we can hold it over, but it doesn't seem like it's compelling. At least I'm not yet seeing a compelling reason.
Yes.
Nor am I.
There will be no separate public hearing notice. There will be no public hearing. The agenda item will specifically say there's a variance involved with the CSM. That would be the difference. And then to allow the public who gets those agendas, because we do send the agendas to all the press, and then that agenda would clearly say there is a variance. But no separate public hearing notice, no public hearing.
I think it's just a way of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. He said the Plan Commission, if they don't want to hold it over, could approve it without that. It's just this is dotting an I and crossing a T, which he, as an attorney, recommends.
Yes, ma'am.
This one?
Yes.
One caller.
Excuse me. But could we add into the staff recommendation? I don't know if we can add to those, but I would like, hearing what the Alderman talked about the drainage, and I know the engineer will do an absolutely fantastic job on the drainage. But I'd like to add maybe a recommendation that we make sure that there's adequate drainage off of lot 2, 3, and 4. Just add that as something that we know that it's in the writing that we know we're going to be doing and taking a look to make sure the drainage is sufficient.
One last question on this. Sometimes I don't keep my promises, obviously. This still has to go to the county council, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you just had the alderman for the district get up and made some statements. So if anything does arise, this still has the opportunity of coming up before the county council. The county council has the ability of tabling this.
Yes, although I believe the variance can be granted by the Plan Commission. So the variance would not proceed to the council, only the CSM would.
Because we are trying to make Franklin a little bit more friendly to build him.
I'd recommend we move forward. The alderman has passed out leaflets to the most impacted property owners.
Me too.
I don't see a reason not to.
Okay, then how about...
Again, if I have a reason not to, is because our agenda item stated there's going to be a variance.
No.
If we're the approving body, that was going to be my guy. If we're simply recommending, and it would be on the county council agenda, that there's a variance involved, okay, then I can see us there and go in action. But we don't have an agenda item for approval of the variance tonight, do we?
But he said there was, to be flexible, there was enough information in the agenda that the public could be reasonably apprised of this matter. But, like Jack said, crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
I gave the city attorney off tonight because because when I talked to him, he said that this should not be much of a problem at all.
I took two law classes. Yeah.
And, you know, if, maybe if we had someone that the community didn't know or where we had some real questions about reputation, in this particular case we have a stellar developer that's done nothing but in the city. So I'm going to recommend a motion, and that would be a motion to grant a modification to the 60-foot frontage requirement of Chapter 15-5.01B.1 of the Unified Development Ordinance and allow for a 53.08-foot frontage for each of lots 2 and 3 pursuant to Chapter 15-9.0310 of the Unified Development Ordinance, finding by the greater weight of the evidence that historical city planning for the lots to be created here and in anticipation of same, the developer's historical installation of laterals for each of the lots to be created in support of variance as being exceptional circumstances, support the interested parties' property rights, and will not impair adjacent property or violate the spirit of the Unified Development Ordinance for the public interest. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman, I'm going to be doing this forever. Plan Commissioner Solomon.
I would like to add to the nine items on the item number 7. It says a final grading plan with a note for every lot, which reads add step 1 to garage.
It's in there, right?
That's there, yes. And I would also add and review of site drainage.
Well, Solomon, the city plan manager, while you were so reading that so nicely, was making motions to me and saying it's the next one.
Yeah, this is the motion on the variance, not on that resolution.
Okay.
So you're way ahead of us.
I like that.
All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. And then there would be another motion. That would be a motion to recommend approval of resolution conditionally approving a four-lot certified survey map being Lot 1 certified survey map number 7720 and Outlot 3 and Outlot 4 of Berkshire Edition number 1, all located in the southwest one-quarter of the northeast one-quarter section 2, Township 5 North, Range 21 East, City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Mr. Bennett.
I'd like to add to the recommended conditions that a subdivision development agreement and letter of credit for cash deposit be made in the minor improvements that are going to be installed.
Is that your motion?
And, yeah, and with that, I would approve the full motion.
Okay.
With the conditions.
Is there a second?
Second.
Under discussion, it's going to take me forever again. Plan Commissioner Sullivan.
Item number 7 on the resolution, I'd like to add and review of site drainage.
As included in my motion.
It's included
lots,
in his motion.
For lots 2, 3, and 4.
And Mr. Fowler, is that also included? You're agreeable to it?
I am agreeable to that, as long as it includes lot 2, 3, and 4. That's perfect.
All right, fine. Anything further? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Sorry for not getting back to you sooner today. Okay. Let's see. Next item, Mr. Beal. I'll let you read it.
I get to read the item. This is a temporary use for Home Depot. You may recall they come here every year. This is for their outdoor garden and plant sales in their parking lot. This has been approved as a temporary use in prior days. They're asking for 90 days this time. Like usual, we suggest to them that there would be an easy way to permanently address this as part of a PDD amendment. I believe there's a new store manager involved this time, and he He may be interested in doing that, but the timing wasn't right, so they're again asking for a temporary use. Staff is recommending approval.
Without calling for a suspension of rules, I'm just wondering if the alderman is present for this and whether the alderman would be day okay. And alderman could signal yes or no, that would be good. Okay.
All right.
Is that a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for outdoor seasonal tree and shrub sales for property located at 6489 South 27th Street?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Planning Commission. Second?
Moved.
Seconded. Mr. Solomon.
With an additional comment, I look at this, and this is a waste of our time. Get this done permanently. Get it finished. We don't need to see this every year.
I would love to take that to the common council.
If there have been any complaints, concerns, violations in the past,
not recently that I'm aware of, but I didn't look very far.
I was there today.
I'll make a comment given that I'm down there more than the former alderman. So that's a quality business, and we're very, very happy that Home Depot is in Franklin. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it, motion carries. Anything else on that? Thank you. Next one, Mr. Beadle.
Another temporary use for Gus's Mexican Cantina. This is for their car shows. This is the first time they've come before the Plan Commission asking for a temporary use. They wish to have, I believe, 27 car shows throughout the year, every Wednesday during the summer, starting, I believe, in May. And there would also be one larger car show as well. All of those would be included in this temporary use. Again, staff also suggested to the applicant that I believe a UDO text amendment in this case might be required to allow something like this to be allowed on a permanent basis. But again, the timing didn't work for the applicant. There was a little bit of interest, so we can continue to work with the applicant, try to get this permanently resolved. But it'd be a temporary use, and staff is recommending approval.
Any questions for the Plan Commissioner? If not, Mr. Ritter.
My only comment was, we've done this in other situations, and it's fine. It's in my recollection, at least, we have typically included a condition that time limited for cleanup and removal of anything related to the event by 9 o'clock the next day, or the next day, something like that. I presume the applicant probably has not doing that anyway, so I don't know of any reason why that would present a problem.
How would you like to make the motion with that?
I would make the motion with that condition.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Under discussion? Mr. Solomon?
I was at one of his shows last year, and it's really nice. Did a yeoman's job with what he had there last year. And it was fine. I mean, we got the lights up there now going into the shopping center. So the traffic was fine. And it does bring a lot of business to one of our stellar restaurants. So it's good for his business, too.
Mr. Mickley?
I agree with the former alderman. wondering though if we should have a midsummer review of this, just to make sure if something like this, if it happens every Wednesday, if indeed the neighbors do have some concern, if it may turn out to be fine, rubber stamp it, move on to the rest of the summer. But hate to lock it in for the whole summer if there ends up being some sort of pervasive problem we didn't anticipate.
Similar situation I can recall is the volleyball court over on Highway 100, and that one we did review after the end of the season. I don't recall that we did a mid-season review, but it could be done here. This has been held in the past, is that correct?
It is.
Without a temporary use, but yes.
But not necessarily on this frequency?
Pretty close.
We can direct the staff, or I can direct the staff to go over and review it on several occasions. All right, and the last piece is there a motion to suspend the regular order of business to allow Alderman Skronsky to speak?
So moved.
Second. Second day for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Skronsky.
No, Gus does a great job. I'm over there quite a bit to view what he does. He has kept a very excellent operation, and I would go along with having that on an annual basis to send us the other ones. You're going to have Lowe's in here. You've got Home Depot. You're going to have a lot of these. Why waste the time in the commission as long as there's no complaints? And the aldermen normally are at these events, and if there's anything, they're the first ones to know about it to make sure that nothing happens. He does a great job, great business. He's very generous as far as where the money goes for this. This one's going to Children's Hospital. So the guy does a good job, and I think we should support that kind of business. The least amount of red tape for any business like that would be great. So I appreciate your approval and help.
Okay. Just a suggestion, Alderman, if you would like to bring that item forward for the next Common Council meeting, put that in place, I think that would be a good idea.
I will. Thank you.
I just want to, can we go back to the regular order of business?
I was asking a question.
Oh, okay.
Have you had complaints? There have been no complaints?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Can we go back to the regular order of business? Is there a motion to do so?
Move that we return to the normal order of business.
Okay. So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Okay. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item, Mr. Peel.
This is a request for a staff bringing forward to the Plan Commission for its consideration a request to rezone the Southbrook Church property that's located on 76th Street, south of Ryan Road. If you may recall, a couple years ago, 2010, the church bought that property or had permission to buy that property subject to approval of a rezoning. And they obtained that rezoning and a comprehensive master plan. It was previously zoned multifamily, planned for commercial uses. The applicant asked for, and the Plan Commission agreed, to change the zoning and the future land use to institutional. Since that time, they have instead bought an existing church in St. Martin's area and probably will no longer need this property for a church. I have called them and asked them, confirm that, yes, that they don't need this for a church. They are interested in rezoning this property, possibly. They have made no final decision yet. I do point out that pursuant to the UDO, the city can initiate a rezoning, and that's what staff's asking for. To put this back to, in this particular case, Business Park. So future use of Business Park and the zoning for Business Park. It's immediately adjacent to an area designated for Business Park use.
You mean instead of keeping it as its current zoning, which is institutional?
Correct.
Because I'm looking at the alternate district. The current zoning is institutional. So if we don't change it, it would stay institutional.
No, I was just over at the church today.